CBT is an acronym for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, which is an evidence-based psychological intervention and the most commonly used practice for improving mental health. CBT uses empirical research, focusing on the development of persons' coping skills with the aim of solving current problems and changing harmful and unhelpful cognitive behaviors and help with regulating emotions. At its origin, the use of cognitive behavioral therapy was restricted to the treatment of depression, but as the years went by, the therapy was adapted to treat a wider range of mental health issues. The CBT system is based on a combination of principles from both behavioral and cognitive psychology. It is a completely different model from older style of psychological therapy, such as psychoanalysis, where the therapist looks for the unconscious meaning behind performed behaviors and actions, leading to the formulation of a diagnosis. On the other hand, the CBT model is problem-focused and much more action-orientated, because it is used to treat specific problems associated with a diagnosed mental disorder. In CBT, the function of the therapist is to help the troubled client find and practice some strategies in addressing identified therapy goals and decreasing the symptoms of the mental disorder. The CBT model is based on the proven theory that maladaptive actions and distorted thought play a huge role in the initiation, development, and maintenance of a series of psychological disorders, giving credence also to a school of thought that says that symptoms and their associated distress can be reduced significantly by teaching clients a few information processing skills and coping mechanisms aimed at alleviating the problems. In comparing CBT to psychotropic medications, another model in treating mental health disorders, it has been found by reviews that CBT alone is known to be effective in treating less severe forms of depression and anxiety, and a whole host of other mental health imbalances, including post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, tics, substance abuse, with the exception of opioid use disorder, borderline personality disorder, and eating disorders. However, in the treatment of other mental conditions, such as severe obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, major depressive disorders, opioid addiction, psychotic disorders, and bipolar disorder, it is advisable to combine cognitive behavioral therapy with psychotropic medications. It is also advisable to use CBT as the recommended first line of therapy or treatment for the majority of mental health imbalances in children and adolescents, including for aggression and conduct disorder. Other therapeutic models have been found to be effective in treating certain mental health conditions in adults, but CBT remains the standard due to its effective superiority in treating most psychological disorders. Alongside interpersonal psychotherapy, known as IPT, CBT remains the recommended therapy in treatment guidelines, being the therapy of choice for most mental health disorders. CBT and IPT are the only psychosocial interventions or therapy models in which training is mandatory for all psychiatry residents. There is a school of thought, known as mainstream CBT, that believes that changing maladaptive thinking is efficient in changing behavior and effect, but other adaptive variants emphasize the change in one's relationship to maladaptive thinking rather than focus on changing the thinking itself. The CBT model does not aim to diagnose a person with psychological disorder, but to look at the client holistically and decide what really needs to be changed. There are four basic steps in the CBT model, according to the system created by Kanfer and Sanslow. These are: 1. Identify critical behaviors. 2. Determine whether critical behaviors are inexcessive or deficient. 3. Evaluate critical behavior from frequency, duration, or intensity. 4. If critical behavior is excessive, try to reduce the frequency, duration, and intensity, and if deficient, try to increase the critical behaviors affected.